You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/archers.
It's no good, Matt. You're going to have to help me out.
Oh, come on, Puss, you've hardly made a dent in it.
Yeah, well, foolishly, I thought stack of pancakes might mean two or three. Wasn't expecting the Empire State Building.
Slight exaggeration.
With a Niagara of syrup.
It's New York deli style, isn't it? No, they look good to me.
Well, don't get me wrong, they are.
All right, then, pass them over.
Yeah.
But you ought to be keeping your strength, huh?
What for? So we did everything yesterday.
What, New York in a day?
He did a lot. After all the damage they had in that storm not 2 months ago, I wasn't sure what to expect.
Yeah, but we saw the sights, didn't we, eh? And still managed to squeeze you in a bit of shopping before the theatre.
Yeah, and it was wonderful. But my feet hardly touched the ground. Let me take it a bit more quietly today.
Don't worry, Puss, I've got it all planned out. Today is all about R&R.
Good.
A coffee refill, I think, and then your carriage awaits.
I've been thinking, Mum, if I move the mugs up a shelf, then Kira's plates and cups can go in this cupboard.
Oh, this black currant doesn't all stay.
Is that okay? I just think they'd be better near the cooker.
Oh, sorry, love, what?
I'm going to move Kira's stuff from where we put it on Friday to here.
Oh, yeah, fine, whatever you think.
So, I've been meaning to ask you. I didn't want to talk about it in front of George. How was Uncle Keith yesterday?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't. Not really. That's why I'm asking.
Well, it was pretty down. Christmas inside, well.
Yeah. Don't suppose it's much fun.
No.
Still near this being burnt alive.
Oh, Emma.
Oh, Mum, I'm sorry. I know it's hard for you, having him there. Feeling you have to go and see him.
Well, that's how it is.
I know, but... Mum.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing that's good anyway. Having you here, being able to look after you.
It's lovely being looked after. But that's not what this is about. I don't want to make work for you.
Oh, don't be silly. Though there is one thing you could really help me with. If you don't mind.
How about this, Puss? Not quite a sleigh ride in the snow, but...
A carriage in Central Park, definitely the next best thing.
You sure you're warm enough?
Yeah, perfectly. Anyway, we've got a lovely rug.
Yeah, it's pretty nippy. We could always go back for that coat we saw yesterday.
What is it with you and coats this winter? I've got a lovely thick coat on.
Oh, I thought you looked knockout in it, that's all.
It's very flattering, but I can't justify buying every coat you take a fancy to.
You know what I bought it for, yeah?
Oh, Matt, you brought me here, and that's quite enough, thanks.
Yeah, snuggle up a bit anyway. You want to get that?
No.
Might be important.
No. I shouldn't think so.
Nah, probably only Jennifer. Jealous.
Yeah.
Doesn't Ambridge feel a million miles away? Away from it all, just you and me. That's the secret.
Yeah.
He was my friend, faithful and just to me. But Brutus says he was ambitious. And Brutus is an honourable man.
No, Jim, I'm sorry, but I can't have you dropping your voice like that.
Like what?
On every honourable man. You're going to have to really push those out to the audience.
But I've only done two so far. There are four in the speech. If you want me to start like that, then I've got nowhere to go with the rest of them.
Jim, I think you greatly underestimate your own vocal capacity. The fact is, I could hardly hear you.
Yes, well, on the night, I trust I won't be competing with Hell's Kitchen in the background. What are they doing in there?
Preparing the brawn, I believe.
Is that all? It sounds as though they're wrestling an entire pig into the oven.
Yes, well, be that as it may, I'm sure on the night you'll have a rapt audience.
Good. So I shan't need a gross emphasis every time I come to the word honourable. I'm sure they'll get the point.
But, Jim...
Afternoon.
Afternoon.
Kenton, I wasn't expecting to see you today.
Yeah, sort of Scarlet Pimpernel in reverse, me.
Yes. Have you got some additional material to show me?
Not yet, but that's why I'm here. I thought if I saw as many of the acts as possible, it'd give me some ideas.
That's very conscientious of you.
Well, not really.
I wish the rest of the cast were as dedicated. Now, Jim, bearing in mind what I've said, I'm going to leave you to do a little more work on your speech, and we can come back to it later.
Can't wait.
Now, Neville, how are you getting on with your couplets?
All right, Jim.
My bonding with Linda over Borsetshire life didn't last long. And I'm not talking to you, teacher's pet.
When you said we'd better get our skates on...
You must have realised.
I did not.
Come on, like you said, we've ticked every other tourist box. We're hardly going to do Christmas in New York and miss skating at the Rockefeller, are we?
Skating? Stumbling, more like.
No, I think we're doing pretty well.
You know, when I was about 18, I used to meet up with Jenny when she was doing her teacher training. And we go to the old Silver Blades ice rink in Birmingham.
Oh, yeah?
I think that was where I first had a hamburger, funnily enough.
Ah, appropriate.
Yeah. Ooh, you think we could just...
What, you want to aim for the sight?
You can.
Oh. Yeah, made it without breaking our legs.
Or anyone else's. Ooh. There are some amazing skaters here.
Yeah, not bad.
And the Christmas tree and the lights. Oh, dear. All they suffered. It's not going to be a very happy Christmas for those poor people.
No, but people can come back from bad times, can't they? We have.
Nothing like that, though.
No, but we have, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose we have.
We're good together, Puss.
Yeah, I know.
What do you want me to do with these, Mum?
Oh, those you can hang, please, Emma. I've got the labels for them somewhere.
Who are they for?
The three witches.
They're great. Mm. Who did the tie-dyeing?
Hayley in the end. Don't look too bad, do they? Considering they started out as £2.99 off the market.
Really?
Yeah. We dyed them, then we cut up the bottom to make them all raggedy and sewed all these old scarves and bits on the sleeves.
Hey, you know what they remind me of? Hmm? That hippie couple who've moved into Bluebell Cottage.
She has some really funny outfits, she does. Oh, I hope they don't take it the wrong way if they come to the show. She spends ever such a lot in the shop.
Oh, she ought to take it as a compliment.
What, saying she looks like a witch?
No, you know what they say. Imitations are sincerest, whatever.
Oh, well, you've got me worried now.
Oh, you worry too much. Oh, you've worked so hard, Mum. I'm sorry I haven't taken more notice when you're telling me about it.
Oh, don't be daft. You had other things on your mind.
Yeah.
Now, can you help me with Jim's toga? We'll put this over a hanger, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Of course, I had to have a lecture on the right way to put it on and pin it.
He's not making you dress him.
Oh, no, no way. We'll have to get Oliver or Neville or someone to help him do that.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm going to have my hands full getting Pat Fletcher into a boned bodice.
Literally. Oh, Mum, I can't tell you. It's so good to have a laugh.
I'm positively dreading this show.
Oh, come on, Jim.
She has completely sucked the life out of my performance.
I think you'll find your performance goes down very well on the night.
I don't know how you can be so sure.
Well, trust me. I just know that everyone is going to rise to the occasion.
Now, Jim, before I hear the two witches in the absence of Lillian, would you like one final run through?
Again? I've done it a dozen times at least.
But now the cooks are finished for the day.
I really thought you got it nailed last time, you know, Linda.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think another go is going to achieve much, except wear out poor old Jim's vocal cords.
Especially now I'm yodelling every line.
Yes. Yes, perhaps you're right, Kenton. I must say it's very useful to have another pair of eyes and ears in the hall.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, dear, such a pity Lillian isn't here. I shall have to read in again. And Angela Probert still hasn't called me back.
Oh, is this about the Pavan?
Yes, but I don't...
It's my fault, I should have said. You needn't worry, she's found someone to replace the girl who twisted her ankle.
How do you know?
She mentioned it when I was there earlier.
You've seen Angela today?
I nipped into Felbersham to give the dancers' rehearsal the once over.
You went to watch the dancers rehearse in your own time? 2 days before Christmas.
Leaving Jolene to run the pub. I should think she had something to say about that.
Now, Jolene was perfectly understanding.
That woman is a saint.
Now, I just wanted to get a feel for the mood of the dancers, you see, so I can give the correct weight to the historical context you want me to include when I introduce them.
Well, really, Kenton, I am so impressed.
Oh, it's nothing.
But it is.
No, I'm just doing my job.
Toady.
I can't tell you how heartening it is to have such sterling support. Thank you.
Hey.
No, really, I can't thank you enough. Right, everybody, can you listen, please? We're nearly finished.
Sycophant.
Oh, come on, Jim.
Crawler.
How's your margarita? Mm.
Pomegranate margarita, please. And it's delicious.
Mm. Good, though. Did you ever get back to Jennifer?
Sorry?
A text. Did you text her back or call?
No. Lovely as it's been, we've been on the go all day. Not a moment, have I?
No, I suppose not. Well, why don't you do it now?
What?
Give her a ring. Tell her what she's missing. A stunning view of Manhattan. Not to mention a pomegranate margarita.
Can't ring her now, it's far too late.
Yes, you can, we've got plenty of time before dinner.
Don't mean late here, I mean late there.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's only just after 11:30.
No, it's not, it's 3:30. Yeah, of course, 11:30. Well, that's still far too late.
Nah, knowing your sister, she'll be up stuffing a turkey or something.
No, she won't.
Bet you she will.
Honestly, Matt, I'm not ringing Jenny now,
okay? Just a thought.
Don't want to speak to anyone. Why don't we just sit here and enjoy the view?
Oh, it's always this corner. Hello?
Ruth?
Neil.
Sorry, is this a bad moment?
No, just trying to clean out a corner of the yard.
Oh, lovely job.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm sorry to land on you so close to Christmas, but I wondered if you'd got a spare half hour sometime today, if I could pop over.
Today?
Yeah, I know, I'm sure you're busy, but it's been that hectic with Ed and Emma moving in.
Well, I bet it has. How are they settling in?
Oh, fine, thanks. We're about getting straight, I think.
Good.
It's Ed I need to see you about, actually.
Ah.
Yeah, I've had a chat with him, had a look at the books, and I must say I really think that you could help him.
I know,
he really needs a dairy expert like yourself, Ruth.
Well, we'll need to talk about how I approach him.
Yeah, I know.
But it can't be this morning, I'm afraid.
Oh, is early afternoon any good? It'll only take half an hour.
Oh, okay. How about 2:00-ish then?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, thank you, really.
Yeah, no problem. I'll see you later then. Bye, Neil.
Bye.
David! David!
You calling me?
Yeah, sorry. You know, this afternoon I was going to take all the Christmas food your mum's put in our freezer over to Lower Loxley.
Yeah?
Well, can you do it?
Well, I suppose so, yeah, if I can get round the ewes and the Herefords this morning. Why?
I've got to see Neil.
Neil?
Oh, he's just been on the phone. It's about Ed.
Dear, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special, special. Ooh. Oh, Mike, you're back.
Back and not going back for a whole 36 hours.
Ah, oh, come and give me a Christmas kiss.
Let me get my boots off. Oh, proper lying. I cannot wait.
Oh, you deserve it.
Hey, who's the rough for?
Oliver. I'm having to move the fastening. He doesn't want it tight. He says he feels choked in it already.
Oh, dead nervous, isn't he? Been walking up and down the track spouting that blooming poem all morning.
Oh, we needn't worry.
Well, he is, though. And what about all this stuff?
Oh, it's only a few alterations.
Vic.
What?
Shouldn't you be taking things a bit easier?
Oh, I can't. With all the extra publicity, the show's sold out. I mean, the pressure's on.
Has Linda been on at you?
No, not really. Only she was a bit narked, because Lillian couldn't try on a costume with the others because of being in New York.
Oh, tough at the top, isn't it?
Anyway, I want to make everyone look the best they can.
Yeah, but couldn't Susan be doing all this?
Oh, be fair, love. She's got Ed and Emma and the children there. I mean, she wants to be doing stuff with them now.
What about fair? It doesn't seem very fair on you.
Well, Emma's going to help out with the costumes when she can. I'm fine. Look, I'm sitting down.
Oh, I don't know. No talking to you, is there?
What? You've only just realised?
Well, right, I want this all off the table by tea time, eh?
It will be.
We're having a nice, quiet evening. Just us two.
Two and you know who.
Oh, well, of course. Not leaving you out, are we, little one?
But the SFP shouldn't all be going on bills. It should be his financial cushion going into next year.
Ruth, you know that and I know that. The trouble is, Ed didn't.
Oh, Neil.
I mean, fair enough. The electric's going. No one could have foreseen that.
No, but the rest...
This is it. His money management, his cash flow, well, it's... Well, you could almost say non-existent.
No wonder he got in such a mess.
There's no real budgeting, you see. No forward planning. The milk check's spent before he's had it.
I can see that.
His rents were due on the 21st. If Oliver wasn't so understanding...
Oh, Neil. So, what do you want me to do?
Well, the first thing you've got to do is forget everything I've told you.
Sorry?
What I mean is, I told Ed I was going to come and talk to you, but only in a very general way.
And you have?
Yeah, but what we've been saying about the SFP and the bills...
Oh, right. Okay.
You know how proud he is, still.
Yeah. Except I would like to tell David. You know he's been worried about Ed too.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind that. As long as it doesn't go any further.
No, of course not. So, tell me what I can do to help. Anything, really.
Tell him to mind the tree! He's going to hit it!
Honey, pass off!
What's this? Deck the hall with bits of lorry? That was close.
Hello, David.
Hi, Elizabeth. Well, this is a festive scene.
Oh, it's always like this. The poor things have got to get to their ferry or they'll never make it home in time for Christmas.
Oh, right. How did the market do this year?
Well, we haven't got the final figures yet, but it held up very well, considering.
Oh, good. It's crazy, though, isn't it? Christmas is over here before it's begun.
I hope not.
Well, me neither. I've got a Land Rover full of food for tomorrow.
Not more food.
Afraid so.
Sheila came over this morning with a turkey about the same size as the fridge. I've got strict instructions. Got to get up at something like 4 o'clock in the morning to put it in.
Well, you know the Archer family. Marches on its stomach.
Honestly, Mum's always had this morbid fear of not having enough.
As if.
And now Shula's getting as bad. Oh, it'll be fun, though, tomorrow. You and me, Mum and Shula in the kitchen. Just like the old days at Brookfield.
Yeah. Chasing me out every time I come in and try and find as much as a peanut.
Well, I don't think you'll starve somehow. You were always a menace for that.
What?
Coming and sneaking bits of food whenever anyone was trying to cook.
Huh.
Yeah, I remember when I had that cookery column in the Echo.
Oh, what, when you nearly poisoned half the county?
I did not.
Excuse me, what was it? Add 1 tablespoon of chilli powder?
That was a typo.
Yeah, but whose?
Yeah, well, it would have taken more than that to stop you wolfing it down anyway.
I was a growing lad. Happy days, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, very. Well, I suppose we'd better go and unload this food.
Yep. I don't know what it all is. Mum's labelling system is like something out of MI5.
Vicky? Vic?
I'm here.
Oh. Don't you look lovely?
Oh, Mike, I'm the size of a block of flats. You must be sick to death of seeing me in all the same things.
You look lovely. You've never looked lovelier. Glowing.
Glowing? Listen to you. How many have you had?
Oh, nothing yet. Just accept a compliment, can't you?
Oh, all right, then. Thank you. Oh, you've got it looking lovely in here anyway. Just the Christmas tree lights.
Well, I thought... Ooh, you smell lovely too.
Well, some very kind person got me some special aromatherapy oils, so I've been using them.
Who could that be then, eh?
Oh, just this bloke I met.
Oh, yeah?
Sort of swept me off my feet. That's what he told me anyway.
Well, I reckon he was pretty swept away too. How about a dance?
You reckon you can get your arms round me, do you?
Oh, I'm sure I'll manage. Come on.
All right, then. Let's give it a go. So, is it like dancing with a block of flats?
It's like dancing with the most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh, my God.
Really needs is some decent dairy management software.
What, like we use?
Well, exactly like we use. Herd performance and profitability.
Yeah. But what you say is right, though, Ruth. The more I think about it, the more amazing it is that Ed's coped for as long as he has.
Yeah, I think he was okay as long as he was getting premium price from Mike. But once that went down and all of his basic costs went up, it's really tipped him over.
Well, especially if... Like you say, he wasn't budgeting month by month for any of them. And we know he's been paying top whack even before the prices shot up.
Exactly.
So, what, the idea is that you show him how we do things?
Well, pretty much. I've told Neil I'll show him our accounts programme as well. He needs to start doing a proper cash flow projection so he can see where he stands.
Yeah. And he's all right with this, is he?
Well, he gave Neil the okay to talk to me.
So he's come round to accepting help?
Well, I don't know if I'd put it that strongly, but we'll be seeing him over Christmas, won't we? I'm just going to have to find the right moment to broach it with him.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Oh!
Yeah, that hadn't worn you out dancing, has
it? No, I'm just getting my breath back. It's all right. You have your beer.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I've been looking forward to this.
Ah, you enjoy it.
Oh, that is a nice drop. I'm sorry you can't have a drink, love.
Oh, well, I'm fine with my water.
Hey, we'll have to get a special bottle for when the baby comes, hmm?
Oh, you bet. Oh, I can't help thinking, Mike. Hmm? Well, imagining it's going to be different next Christmas, isn't it? With a little one around.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
Choosing toys and hanging up a stocking. Oh, it's something I've always dreamt of doing, you know, having a little one of my own to buy for and seeing the little face all lit up on Christmas Day.
Oh, Vicky.
It's all right, Mike. I'm just believing, that's all. I'm allowed to do that, aren't I?
Well, of course you are. Of course. You're amazing, Vicky.
Oh,
it's you who's got us this far, doing all that believing for the both of us.
Oh, rubbish. I'm not... Oh.
Vicky, what? Oh. What?
Oh, it's all right. It was when you said both. I think that should be all.
What are you talking about? You ain't telling me that...
No, you're daft. But she's just making her presence felt.
Eh?
She's got hiccups.
Oh, is that all?
Feels like enough to me.
Oh, no. so.
You know what it is, don't you? Huh? It's your beer that's done that.
Oh, Fallon.
I hope it's got everything that you want. I don't really know that much about sports watches and stuff.
Well, let's test it out, shall we? Oh, look at that. Heart rate function off the scale.
You idiot. You haven't said it yet.
Oh, it's perfect. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Right, your turn now.
Reese, I have my CD.
Oh, you didn't think that was it, did you? Here.
Ooh. Must be a voucher, I reckon.
It's not a voucher. I wouldn't do that to you.
Oh. Tickets, maybe?
Maybe.
Rugby.
The Six Nations.
Yeah.
In Cardiff.
Wow, thanks.
It'll be fantastic. I did say when you took me on, love me, love my team.
Yes, so you did.
Morning, Pussycat. Merry Christmas. Come on, wakey wakey, rise and shine.
Oh. What time is it?
It's 10 o'clock.
So, 5 o'clock New York time.
Ah, no. You can't keep doing that. You're back on GMT now.
You make me, but I couldn't get up to sleep for hours. Been drifting in and out.
Well, you've got nothing to do today except sit at home farm and look $1 million.
Oh.
Now, where's that gorgeous dress of yours? Oh, it's not still in the case, is it? You want me to get that?
No. No, I'll get it.
I expect it's the ever-loving son and heir.
Yes, I expect so.
Look, I'll leave you to sort yourself out, shall I? There's coffee for you there.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
A rugby match? You?
Yeah, it'll be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Of course she's looking forward to it. Me and the rugby. What more could a girl want?
Reese, I think maybe you and I need to have a talk.
Compliments of the season.
Hey, Jazz.
Oh, Merry Christmas, mate.
First drink on the house, landlord.
I'm not the landlord, and I'll go on then.
Nice one. But
lager?
That'll do. Right.
Are you still going to your mum's for lunch, Jazz?
Aye, but I need to set myself up first.
Oh, families, eh? I did my duty the weekend.
You said it was okay.
Yeah, okay. But nothing like a cracker on during Christmas.
The only cracker in my house will be the sound of knuckle and jaw of Stoozy's usual self. Better make a wee chaser with that, Kent, now.
Come and sit by me, Lillian. What a beautiful dress.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Suits you, doesn't it, that purple?
Yes. Did you get it in New York?
No, the clever girl found it in Cheltenham. I gave her some money to treat herself.
Oh, Cheltenham. Lovely. Oh, I'd love a day out. Maybe Jennifer and I could go. You'll have to tell us the name of the shop.
Right, now, these are hot. Mini hamburger or hot dog, anyone?
Oh, no thanks, Alice.
Oh, no, I suppose you've been eating these all weekend.
Hardly. We went to a 3-star restaurant on Saturday.
Oh, well, how about one of these, then? Devils on horseback. Gran?
Thank you, dear.
Auntie Lillian? Matt?
Yeah, cheers.
No, thanks, darling. I'm still trying to work out which meal I should be eating. I suppose bacon and prunes are due for breakfast.
You will keep doing this, putting yourself back on New York time.
No, well, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't want to leave it behind either. I'd better go and pass these round. I know Chris is starving.
So, tell me all about it. Has New York completely recovered after that dreadful storm?
Oh, the bits we saw, pretty much. And we kept on the go, didn't we, Puss?
Oh, yes.
But best of all was to have this one all to myself. No interruption. Well, apart from Linda Snell wanted to know why she wasn't at the village hall to try on her witch's costume, I ask you.
Oh, trust Linda.
Oh, and all the texts from Jennifer, of course. Jealous.
Oh, was she texting?
Yeah, a couple of times on Sunday.
Oh, that's funny. She didn't say anything about it to me. I'd have thought she was far too busy cooking for today to be jealous.
Has Adam started lambing yet?
Yes. A couple of early ones yesterday, I believe.
This'll be my taxi.
Oh, have a lovely time, Jazz, or try to.
Stew there. Dream on.
You come back for the quiz, mate. Me and Farlane are running it because Kenton's gone off enjoying himself.
Hey, you don't begrudge me and Jolene a couple of hours off, do you?
You know we don't. We agreed.
Yeah, anyway, someone's got to help the rest of the family get through the mountain of food Mum and Shula would have laid on.
What time's the quiz again?
Oh, about 4:30? 5-ish, probably.
Right. I'll see how I go.
Okay.
Yeah, have a good one.
I'll try.
Good luck, Jazz.
Well, looks like everyone's gone through now. I better go and get my waiter's apron on.
Right, we'll keep an eye on the bar.
Yeah, thanks.
See ya. Right, now I've got you to myself. I think I might find something here to your advantage.
Reese, what's this?
Oh, it's just a little something.
Not a little, I can hardly see you over this box.
Well, better get on and open it then, hadn't you?
Okay. Oh, right, it's one of those, a box inside a box.
Keep going.
Another? How many are there?
I'm not telling you.
What is it? Another envelope.
Can't fool you, eh?
And a postcard of Cardiff Bay. Thanks, I know the rugby's in Cardiff.
Have another look. Can you see anything else?
You've marked something.
Uh-huh. Our hotel. Our room, in fact. Double deluxe for the weekend of the match. Sauna, spa, and you can get your hair done courtesy of me.
No. The whole weekend?
Yes.
Okay, you win. I love your team.
Can I turn the TV off now, Gran?
Yes, thank you, dear. I do like to see the Queen.
Have you seen this?
What, Jim's interview with Mike?
Mm. Yeah. Jim wasn't very pleased with some of the changes they'd made.
Well, never mind that. It says it's one of a series on small businesses and crafty people. He ought to interview Chris.
Now, that's a good idea.
Oh, it's a brilliant idea. Free advertising, isn't it? Chris, have you seen this?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mum. It's the jet lag catching up with me.
Oh, you're so lucky to have been away, Lillian.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm sorry I'm not better company.
Winter gets more and more difficult when you're older. Stuck in the house all day. And it gets dark so early.
Yeah.
Jack and I always used to have our wedding anniversary to look forward to after Christmas. He'd always plan some sort of treat. We'd go out for the day, have a little break.
Oh, Mum.
But now, well.
Look, is there anything you'd specially like to do? You know, that we could do together? Anywhere special you'd like to go?
Oh, Lillian, that's very sweet of you.
Well.
I'll tell you somewhere I've always wanted to go back to.
Yeah? Where was it? Where you and Jack went on honeymoon? St. Lucia, wasn't it?
Whitby.
Whitby?
I've always wanted to go back there.
I thought you'd want some sun.
Well, the weather isn't everything, dear.
Hey, Pete!
Hey! Back already, Jazz? You haven't long finished lunch.
Was it really bad? You rowing with Stu and your mum taking his side?
Actually, it wasn't like that at all.
How come?
Stu's new girlfriend.
Not one of your exes?
No way. She's toxic. They were rowing for when they walked in the door and they didn't let up the whole time.
Oh. Awkward.
It was great. I could just sit back and enjoy the show.
Me and your mum are off now, fella. Oh, hi, Jazza.
Hi, Kenton. Have a great time.
Yeah, thanks. I will. How was your lunch?
The best you can hope for in a family as dysfunctional as mine. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll have a family of my own, then I'll know what it is to have a real Christmas.
Jazz.
If you see Jim out there, could you maybe ask him if he'd bring me back a bit of cold turkey or something for the night? Oh. Nothing special, you know.
Jazz, you know perfectly well that we'll feed you here.
Okay, look,
Yeah, we'll have a laugh. Jazz, and we've got the quiz in a bit as well.
Look, Jazz, as Jim's there anyway, and you are staying with him, perhaps it's a bit mean. I mean, you can come with us if you want.
To Lower Loxley? Can I really?
Yeah, I'm sure no one will mind.
Oh, Kenton! You're my Christmas angel. Oh, mwah.
Oh,
Right, we're getting sorted. Dad's going to take Gran home, but Chris and I are up for going to the ball, and so's Adam.
Excellent, should be quite a party.
Yeah, well, we'll go in a minute. But first, Auntie Lillian, you have to come and see this. Mum's Skyping Kate. She's going to put Sipo on. He's got this Christmas elf costume.
Really?
Yeah, and Nolly wants to play us something on the clarinet. She's been learning.
Great.
Well, go on, Lillian.
Yes, of course. Oh, I better take this.
Who on earth's that gonna be?
It must be, James.
What, again? I thought you spoke to him this morning.
Well, he said he'd let me know how lunch went.
Oh, Leonie's first attempt at Christmas dinner.
Yeah, that's right. And his darling. Look, do you think you could possibly find me a paracetamol? Hello? Look, can you hang on a minute?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, you two. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was great, thanks. How was the quiz?
We haven't done a storm. Oh, here's a few more.
Hi, everyone. Hello. Merry Christmas.
Hey, hello. Merry Christmas. Hey, Lillian.
Hello, darling.
Oh, lovely to see you. Hey, Matt, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ah, Jim's here.
Yeah, he came back with us.
Chris, come and talk to Jim.
Right, I've given out the song sheets. Mum's got her coat off. We're all set.
I think I'll go and find a quiet corner.
Well, you'll be lucky. Right, everyone, can we have a bit of hush, please?
Shh.
Right, fantastic. Now, you haven't got to be quiet for long, because now it's time for the famous Bull Christmas Sing-Song! Okay, right, what should we have first?
Jazza! Jazza! Jazza!
Okay, right.
No, not me, this is the community singing.
Oh, go on, Jazz, why don't you start us off?
You sure?
Yeah.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Oh, Susan.
Oh, sorry.
Didn't think anyone was down here.
Oh, I just thought if I could get straight from last night before the children get up.
I'm sorry if we're making work for you.
Oh, no, Ed. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I've just got to get used to how much washing up there is with everyone, that's all.
Well, I'll give you a hand.
No, it's all right. I'm nearly done now, and you've got the milk in.
I'm all right for 10 minutes, honestly.
Oh, well, all right, thanks, if you don't mind.
No, of course not.
We had a nice day yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, very.
Oh, lovely to see their little faces opening their presents. That was a beautiful dress Oliver and Caroline got Kira.
Oh, yeah. Now, Em's going to write them a thank you note for
so it. Kind of him to get something a bit special for George, too. Oh, no, Ed, not in there.
No?
No, we decided Kira's stuff's better near the... Oh, look, never mind, let me do it.
Sorry.
Look, you go and see to your cows, eh? You'll be back for breakfast, will you?
No, I don't think so. I've got to go over to Brookfield.
Straight after milking?
Yeah, well, might as well get it over and done with while I'm out.
Oh, all right then. See you at dinner time.
Yeah, I'll see you then.
Days and nights has 31. Sweltered venom sleeping got. Boiled out first is a charmed pot.
Hello, Ruth.
Oh, Ed.
Thought I was doing the feeding, but...
Sorry, it's from Linda Shaw.
I'm used to Oliver reciting Shakespeare around the place, but...
Oh, I was trying to get into character. It
It's only milk powder, really.
Oh, good. Well, I don't think the carbs are going to thrive on the other stuff.
No. You can take over now. It's pretty well mixed.
No, right, okay. All right, you lot, no pushing.
I fancied a bit of fresh air, to be honest.
Yeah, it gets you like that, doesn't it, Christmas?
Yeah. Did you have a nice day?
Yeah, good, thanks. We ate a lot, drank a bit. Kids had a great time.
Good. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Neil said he'd had a word with you.
Yeah, he did.
He mentioned some computer programs you use, like accounts and dairy management.
Yeah, if you like, I'd be more than happy to show you how they work.
If you don't mind, thanks.
Great.
If they're not too complicated.
Well, it's a learning curve. But, look, come in for a coffee when you've finished. I can show you then.
£0.29 change, Kenton.
Oh, thanks, Mum. How did you two get the short straw for covering the shop, anyway?
Well, it seemed only fair that team leaders should do it.
Yes, and I don't mind. We're only open till lunchtime.
Well, I bet you'll be busy.
Doing a roaring trade in indigestion remedies, I expect.
Now, Jim, you said you weren't going to mention that again.
Jill, please. I didn't mean your mince pie.
Didn't you?
It was funny, though, Mum. Jim spitting it out.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. But it was such a shock after the Yule log.
I still don't know how the meaty ones for Linda's show got mixed up with the sweet ones.
Well, I think we do. My dim brother grabbed the wrong box out of the freezer.
It's an easy mistake to make. It made no difference to Jazza.
No. He didn't seem to mind what was in them.
I've noticed that trait in him before. Who can this be?
Someone ringing to see if we're open, I expect.
Oh, really? Our Christmas opening hours have been posted on the door for weeks.
Hey, Mum, a quick update on Mission Misrule.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, I managed to have a word with Pip yesterday, got her on side.
Good.
Now, you haven't had any more thought about a pig's bladder, have you?
Did you ask Tom?
Yes, he wasn't very helpful. I mean, you wouldn't think a simple request could be so difficult.
It might be the balloon after all, then.
Yeah. Always wise to have a fallback.
And it links straight to the BCMS.
Well, that's good.
And you can get it to run a check of your records against theirs for your RPA cross-compliance.
Wow. That'd be useful.
You log individual animals here. Weight, calving history, bought and sold prices.
So you can see how every single one's performing and compare them?
Yep. Breeding calendar here, so you know when they're due for service.
That's amazing.
I don't want to hit you with too much at once.
No, my head's still spinning from that accounts programme of yours.
It's a lot to take in. Mm. But you can see how they could save you time and worry and money in the end.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a pain to start with, entering everything up, but once you've done that...
No pain, no gain, eh?
That's right. There's a cost of buying them in the first place, of course, though there's some simple accounting programme you can download for free.
I suppose I've always been a bit scared of computers, to be honest.
You're not alone in that, Ed. Look, if it'd be any use, I'd be happy to go through your books with you. Help you transfer stuff onto your laptop.
Really?
Of course.
That'd be great.
One day next week, maybe?
Whatever suits you. Thanks, Ruth.
Oh, it's no good, Kenton. Friday night is going to be simply dreary.
Well, that's a bit unfair.
Dull but worthy is the phrase, I think.
One half of Shires.
There you are.
Thanks. Well, I think that you're prejudging it, Jim. You may find out that you'll be pleasantly surprised. Oh,
come on, you've seen and heard most of us rehearse by now. How can you say that?
Linda usually manages to pull something out of the bag.
Still, I suppose I shouldn't be surprised at you taking her side, as you've become such an acolyte of hers lately.
I'm just trying to give her a bit of support, that's all. It's a big deal for her, this show.
Don't we know it? Still, she was right about one thing.
Cutting Neville Booth's bit.
Well, that, obviously, yes. But I meant Borsetshire Life. She did try to warn me about their cavalier treatment of contributors.
Oh, did she?
Oh, yes. and after the farrago of illiteracy they printed in my name in the article about Mike, I'd quite decided to tender my resignation and have nothing more to do with them.
Blimey.
But now Alice has suggested Christopher as a subject, I must say I'm tempted.
Oh, yeah, well, he's got a lot going for him.
Quite. He'd be very good. Mm. Oh, Jill, is everything all right?
Not really. I've just had a call from the hospital.
Mum, what's happened?
It's Mr. Pullen. He's dead.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor old Bob.
I was going to go and see him this afternoon.
Hey, you need a drink.
Oh, no, Kenton.
Go on. You've had a shock.
Yeah, go on, Mum. Brandy, I think.
Well, oh, dear. I can't think straight.
Let me get you a stool. Here.
Thanks.
There you go. Get that down, you.
Thank you, dear.
Better?
I'm not sure.
He had no family, I gather.
No one close. He gave me the authority to organise the funeral because he knew he wasn't well. But I didn't expect it.
Hey, look, Mum, you can't do anything about it today.
Oh, I know. I'll make a start on it in the morning. Dear old Bob.
Yeah. Mind you, he could be a cantankerous old beggar at times.
He did have a lot to contend with being so deaf. And with his bladder. I remember, though, he really laid into some poor chap one year for hogging the Portaloo at the fete.
Well, that's rich, coming from Bob.
I know.
Jazza told me a great Bob Pullen story.
Jazza, what was that?
You mean you don't remember the great Ambridge talent show prize debacle?
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, Bob came first, didn't he, in his category?
For playing the spoons, and Jazza came first in his.
Oh, yes, for his singing. It was lovely.
Indeed. But when the prizes were given out, Jazza had won a hamper from Ambridge Organics, and Bob Pullen had won dinner for two at Grey Gables.
So?
Jazza tried to get Bob to swap. He doubtless had some young lady he was trying to impress.
Doubtless.
Bob was having none of it. Said the hamper was far too big for one, and he intended to use his prize himself.
Oh, don't tell me he turned up at Grey Gables with a young lady.
No, he turned up at Grey Gables and demanded that Caroline convert his prize from one dinner for two into two dinners for one. And she had to.
Bless him. That sounds like Bob.
I think that we should all raise our glasses to a real character.
To Bob.
To Bob.
Goodness. Someone had better tell Joe.
Oh, yes. He's going to be very interested.
He's now the official village elder.
Hiya, Susan. Are you still hard at it?
Oh, I don't know why I took this costume thing on, giving up all my free time. Must be mad. Oh, don't forget your boots, will you, Ed?
Oh, no, it's all right. Oh, Em's got me well trained.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Look, there's some newspaper there for him.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Oh, I don't know. If I never see another bit of bottle green velvet again, it'll be too soon.
I suppose when you agreed to help Linda, you didn't know that you'd have us landing on you.
Oh, Ed, look. I'm sorry if I was a bit short with you this morning.
No,
I am. I know I get stressed about the children, but like Neil says, it's not fair. They're not naughty. They're just being children.
You like the house kept nice. We understand that.
Yeah, but, well, I'm going to have to relax a bit. Perhaps we need a code word, you know, for when you and Emma can see I'm getting worked up.
Perhaps. Thank you for having us here, Susan, really.
Oh.
No, I know it's a disruption for you and Neil, and... Well, more than that. I know it must have been really hard for you to see Emma in the state she was.
Well, that's all behind us now.
I know I've let her down. I've let a lot of people down, but I'm going to do everything I can to get us back on our feet.
Oh, no, you will. I can see that.
Good.
And the other thing I can see is how much you love Emma and the children. And I know Emma loves you. That's what's important.
Yeah.
And Ed, I don't want you to feel I'm judging you, really. I mean, with my family, what right have I got?
Well, that's very good of you, because I'm judging myself.
Well, you're not to. I know you want to put things right, and you will. New year, new start, eh?
Oh, I'm sorry to miss you again. I got your messages yesterday. Matt was at a shoot, but I spent the whole time asleep. By the time I picked up your calls, he was back.
Lillian!
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Paul. I'm going to have to go. I'll try to call you again later. Bye.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Nothing. Just sorting a few things out. You know, putting my Christmas presents away.
I'm bored.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah, well, you want to go for a walk?
Well, it's a bit chilly. It'll be dark soon.
I know, let's go into Borchester.
Well, whatever for?
Well, we can see if that coat you tried on is reduced in the sales.
Matt, for the last time, I don't want another coat.
Oh, go on.
No. Anyway, look, I can't, can I? I've got the run-through of the show at 6. Linda's left enough messages about it.
Well, it won't take us that long.
No. It's very sweet of you, but no, thank you, really.
Oh, it's no good. I just don't do downtime.
Downtime. That'd be nice.
Let's give Hey Nonny a run, shall we, Fallon? Just us two.
Yeah, let's. Can't see how Pat Fletcher's going to sing a note anyway, can you?
Not with the trouble Susan was having squeezing her into that costume.
Silly enough and one that loves frills. Hey, look at you two. Don't you look the business?
You like the frock?
Yeah, very nice.
Hey, where's your costume, Kenton?
Oh, I'm waiting my turn. There's been a bit of a hitch with Jim's toga.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Anyway, don't let me stop you if you were going to practice.
Yeah. It's not us who needs to practice. Have you seen Hey Nonny all through?
No, not recently. Why?
Pat Fletcher's got this weird swaying thing that she does.
Like something from a gospel choir. And Linda's got Molly skipping around now in a rip-off of the film.
Sounds a bit ambitious.
It's a bit distracting. How are you introducing us?
He has not so much brain as earwax. Oh, no, sorry. That's for Toppentine and Jazza.
Oh, I just had to walk away from costume. Some people can be very trying.
Look, it's all going to be great, Linda, isn't it, girls?
Yeah.
Yes, it
is.
I do hope so.
There's just one thing. Kenton?
Oh, yes, Rhys.
What about him?
Well, he's going to be late.
What?
Yeah, well, he can't leave the pub till Nick arrives and she's running a bit late.
Oh, it's okay, Linda, if I can read in.
I'm sorry I couldn't ring back before. Matt's been hanging around all afternoon.
Oh, it's okay. Sorry I was out. We went on this safari thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in the desert. Jeeps and... What are you doing?
Oh, sorry, just putting my boots on.
Steady, this is starting to sound like one of those chat lines.
And what would you know about those?
I've heard the lads talking about them on site. Mm.
Oh, yeah. So, what are you doing tomorrow?
Done everything now. Once is enough for a camel ride, believe me. So, nothing.
Nothing. How lovely. No, hang on. Matt, can you get the phone, please?
Perhaps
we can speak for longer tomorrow. You know, have a proper conversation.
Oh, that'd be nice. Sounds a bit manic at your end.
Lillian!
Oh, this is hopeless. What?
It was for you!
Look, I'm sorry, darling. I'll have to go. I'll call you back quickly tonight if I can.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
It was Linda. You're late.
I know. I'm going.
Right, off you go. Take me a notice of the lights. Neil's still experimenting. And cue.
A miracle. Here's our own hands against our hearts. Come, I will have thee. But by this light, I take thee for pity.
I would not deny you. But by this good day I yield upon great persuasion and partly to save your life, for I was told you were in a consumption.
Peace, I will stop your mouth. Oh, we can skip the kiss, right?
Yes. Now, this is where I'm hoping the lights can gradually fade, Neil.
So am I coming on in the dark to wrap it up, or do I have my usual spotlight?
Well, just relax for a moment, everybody. I shan't be long. Lillian, how lovely to see you. May I have a word?
Yeah, of course, but I thought I was late.
I hear you had a wonderful time in New York.
Well, yeah.
How refreshing for you to be able to get away.
I don't know about that.
But as of now, the special privileges which you seem to have been claiming have to stop.
What?
Yes. You seem to think that because we are again linked through the medium of our respective children and stepchildren, you can swan in and out of this production at will.
I'm sorry.
You missed a vitally important rehearsal on Sunday, a final chance to rehearse with Usha and Ruth before tonight.
Now, hang on, Linda.
And you are the only one of the witches who has not yet had a costume fitting.
What? Fitting? For heaven's sake, Linda, it's a Winsiette 90 off the market, not a Karl Lagerfeld catwalk. And as for rehearsing my lines, believe you me, if I could get my hands on some gall of goat and slip of you right now, I'd make this whole darn... this whole darn village disappear. Got it?
Well.
You didn't.
I did, and I meant it. Well, I did at the time.
What are you going to do?
Apologise, of course. Linda lives and breathes these shows. But I had to get it off my chest.
And how? Remind me never to fall out with you.
I can't see that happening somehow.
I hope not.
No.
No.
Oh, it's been such a week. I know I'm incredibly lucky to have been to New York, but it's not the most restful place.
Yeah, the city that never sleeps.
Yeah, well, that was part of the problem. I didn't. I was like a zombie on Christmas Day. And then the next day... I could have been talking to you. I was sleeping it off.
Yeah, today sounds like it's been pretty frustrating too.
Oh, just so cooped up. Matt in the house all the time. I'm only just back and I feel like getting away again.
Well, there's plenty of flights to Dubai.
You're not serious.
Try me.
What would your sister say?
What could she say? If you didn't feel comfortable staying at hers, we'll book into our hotel.
Oh, Paul. No, I can't. How would I get away with it here?
Oh, come on, Lillian. You're pretty resourceful. You'd think of something.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't have to decide now. But think about it.
Yeah.
It's another 10 days till we can see each other. That seems like an awful long time to me.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Thank you, everybody. Now, if you could all just listen for a moment.
Yeah, right, you lot, let's have a bit of hush.
Thank you, Kenton.
At your service, Mistress Snell?
Oh, my master of ceremonies to the end. Well, all I have to say, really, is... Well done. I thought it was a most commendable effort. You've all worked very hard indeed.
Hear, hear.
The dances are charming, as I knew they would be. Jim, I was quite transported to ancient Rome. And Beatrice and Benedict, I think we all agree that Reese and Fallon make a very convincing couple.
Oh, I thought she was going to run off with me.
As for the second half, the sonnet, Oliver, truly, your comprehension and delivery are all there. All you have to do now is relax and enjoy it. And the witches, what can I say?
Well, as long as it's not typecasting, darling.
Not at all. And I may say, Lillian, you in particular delivered a resounding performance.
Well, not over-prepared, you see.
Quite. So, go home, all of you. Get a good night's sleep, and I look forward to a truly uplifting evening tomorrow. Thank you again.
Oh, and thank you, Linda.
Oh, thank
well
you.
Done you.
Thank you, thank you. Well, good night.
Final word. Right, well, I'm off. Night, everyone.
Night, Lillian.
Night.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, bye.
Did you really think it was okay, Kenton?
Yeah, fine. And Linda was certainly pleased.
Linda was, yeah. But then she wanted an evening that was like some school prize giving.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Your bits went well, didn't they?
Well, I suppose so.
You see what we mean about the gospel choir, though.
Yeah, every time you sang Hey Nonny, I was expecting Pat to break out into Alleluia, yeah. But, you know, apart from that...
Yeah, it was okay. It was all okay. It just felt a bit flat.
Nothing like the usual panto atmosphere.
Well, even with my witty banter?
Kenton, he's my coxcomb. May have brought the house down in the 1600s, but it's not exactly the Edinburgh Fringe, is it?
And it's so short. What? It's only just after nine, and we started late, and we've been stopping all evening for the lights and the music cues. I don't know. I just wish I felt a bit more excited about it.
Give it a chance, Fallon. By tomorrow night, you will be, I'm sure.
And there was nothing on telly.
Nothing?
Nothing all evening.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, nothing I wanted to watch anyway.
Well, why didn't you watch that DVD you had for Christmas?
Well, I watched that this afternoon, when you wouldn't come out to play.
Oh.
Oh, God knows what I'm going to do all day tomorrow. See, this is when we should have gone away, these dead days between Christmas and New Year.
Don't be silly, Matt. How could I have gone away now? Got the show tomorrow.
Well, lucky you. All right, then next week. We could still do it over New Year.
We can't. We're committed to going to Lower Loxley on New Year's Eve with Jenny and Brian.
Since when?
Jenny pinned me down on Christmas Day.
Oh, great. Well, that's something to look forward to.
Sorry, but it's done now.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. But then there's still all the rest of next week to fill.
Yeah, but you'll be back in the office on Wednesday, surely. We both will be.
Wednesday? What's the point? There won't be anything going on.
Won't there?
Of course not. The council's not going to crank back into life properly till the week after, is it? And every builder I know has taken the old fortnight off. They'll still be sunning themselves somewhere, lucky devils.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose they will.
Oh, New Year with Jennifer and Brian. Oh, well, with any luck, I'll be dead of terminal boredom by then.
Well, good, because quite frankly, I'm not sure how much more of your whinging I can take.
Oh, well, if that's how you feel...
Yeah, right now it is. I've had a very tiring evening, even if you haven't, so if you don't mind, I'd like a bit of peace.
Right, fine.
Oh, look, Matt.
No, I'll get out of your way. I'm off to bed.
Right, I won't be long.
Don't worry about it. Good night.
Oh, God. Hello. Yeah, I want to make a booking, please.
Whitby?
Yes. Aren't I lucky?
Well, I don't know, Auntie Peggy. Are you?
I'm propping your stick here, Mum, against the front row.
Oh, yes, I am. It was such a lovely surprise when Lillian rang to tell me. I can't wait to sit on the seafront again.
In January?
That's exactly what Lillian said on Christmas Day. But she seems to have had a change of heart, haven't you, dear?
Well, I just thought, make a change. Anyway, oh, gosh, look, I better go and get ready.
I'll look after Auntie Peggy for you.
Thanks, David. See you later, Mum.
Good luck, dear.
Break a leg.
Thanks.
So, when were you in Whitby?
1943. Your Uncle Jack and I had a few days there. Oh, it was so romantic.
Oh, and I mustn't forget to remind Kenton we're dedicating the performance to Bob Pullen.
Yeah, and, you know, Lindy, a special word about costumes might not go amiss.
For Susan, yes. Oh, she looks dreadful, poor thing.
Well, no wonder the gossip that's flying around about what went on at Tracy's yesterday.
Quite. I'm grateful Susan's even turned up tonight. Robert, have you seen the time?
5 minutes, everyone. 5 minutes to curtain.
I'll see you in the hall. I've saved us some seats. What was Clive doing there anyway? I mean, it can't be worth breaking the terms of his licence just to wish Tracy a belated Happy Christmas.
I know. Anyway, the police came and dragged him off. He was threatening terrible things, according to Tom.
Well, he and Brenda had a ringside seat, I suppose.
Yes. But let's hope this time they put Clive Horribin away for good.
And we're just going to slide in beside you, if that's all right.
I wondered who they were reserved for.
Good evening.
Good evening, Linda. Nope, sounds like we're off.
What on earth?
Good evening, good souls. Welcome to Merry Amrit in the heart of England. There's young Vermont.
David Archer, forsooth, deserving to be struck with my pig's bladder, I'll warrant. And another one for luck. Don't worry, Dave. It's only a balloon. No pig was harmed in the making of the costume.
What's he doing?
Allow me to introduce myself. I am the Lord of Misrule, and boy, do I intend to live up to the name.
No, no!
I say, why should the actors have all the fun? Shakespeare played to the crowd, so this evening is all about audience participation.
No, it's not!
Just give him a chance.
But Robert...
Now, cap and bells, anyone? Yep. Oh, suits you, sir. Nice pair of gauntlets, yes. There you go, Derek. Put those on. Oh, good lovely. Now, rough. Rough. You're ahead of me. Excellent. Try that one for size, madam. Oh, yes. Now, what else have we got?
He can't do this, Robert. I won't have it.
He just has, and the audience don't seem to mind, do they? They're loving it. Let's just see how it plays out.
Here was a Caesar. When comes such another? Now let it work. Mischief thou art afoot. Take thou what course thou wilt.
That was very good.
Bravo!
You could still have given me a little more on those honourables.
Now, come on, Lindy. A minute ago you were dreading Kenton wouldn't let Jim do it straight at all.
True. Oh, here he is again.
Mischief thou art afoot? Surely not. But then again, here's my lovely assistant.
What does he want with those?
Great stuff, Jim. Sorry, Marcus Antonius. But it's a speech that asks questions, right?
Yes, indeed.
Right, so why don't you give it to us again, from the top, and let's see if our lovely audience can come up with the answers. With a little help from these guards.
I'm really not sure about this, Robert.
He's not spoiling the act, is he? He's adding to them, and the audience are really enjoying it.
Well, I suppose so.
Okay, Jim, off you go.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears.
Hey, steady. All right, Sabrina. Mind your feet, Jim.
Are you trying doing a pavane in a toga?
No, thanks. What do you think you're doing, Dave? What? It's a court dance, not the hokey-cokey.
Oh, sorry.
Right, well, that earns you another butt on the head, I'm afraid. Right, everyone. Final do-si-do. And bow to your partner. Didn't they do well?
Oh, you have to admit, Lindy, that was very funny.
Yes, all right, Robert. I can see he's taking the audience with him, but why didn't he tell me?
Well, maybe he thought you wouldn't appreciate it, but come on, you're bigger than that, aren't you?
Well, I... What's he up to now?
Right, now it's time for the interval with a sumptuous Elizabethan buffet. Yes, complete with extraordinary delicacy, the like of which you have never sampled before. Oh, yes, indeed. Straight from the New World, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you can enjoy your first ever taste of, I believe they're called, potatoes!
Really? This is all very well, Robert, but what am I going to say to people? It's not the show I planned at all. I shall have to go and hide.
I really don't think you need to worry, Lindy.
And you can't hide?
Don't you want to try one of those newfangled potato things?
Well...
It
It's extraordinary, Linda. Extraordinary, but very enjoyable.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was letting myself in for.
As long as you're enjoying it.
Linda, you're a genius.
Yes, well done, darling.
How you managed to keep a straight face at rehearsals, giving us all that heavy direction when you knew this anarchy was going to unfold.
Yeah, making us take it so seriously.
You had me fooled.
Well,
though some of the Shakespeare is lovely in itself. When Reese and Fallon kiss.
Oh, well, that's the thing, you see. Linda knows just how to strike the right balance.
Yeah, indeed she does.
High art and low comedy.
Yeah, very low in your case.
Well, I suppose you could say she's a bit like Shakespeare in that respect.
As the reaction of the groundlings attests. Well done again, Linda.
Thank you.
Now, Lillian, we should charge our glasses.
Oh, good idea. I might need it when I find out what you've got in store for us witches.
She's not giving anything away, are you, Linda?
No.
Well, excuse us.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to get some more of that brawn. It's actually not bad. Auntie Peggy?
I think I might manage a little more.
Come on, then.
Well?
Robert, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. Just accept that Kenton's really lifted the evening.
Well, maybe for some. And the cast don't seem to matter.
Oh, far from it. So, come on, another glass of sack.
Add thereto a tiger's chaudron for the ingredients of our cauldron.
All together now.
Double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Oh, yes, spine-chilling stuff, everyone. Give yourselves a round of applause. Now, let's see what we've got in this cauldron, shall we?
I can't wait.
Oh, hang on. You haven't seen it yet. Well, come on. It's a shame to waste it when the witches have gone to all this trouble. No, it is made to the exact recipe, you know. Toe frog. Lizard's leg. Let's give a glass to the witches, first of all. There you go, ladies. And Lillian.
Thanks, darling. Cheers, everyone. Yeah.
Right, now, let's see how the audience likes it. Okay. Auntie Peggy, Linda, Robert?
Nope, I never do.
Well, I suppose
so. Is it safe? Oh.
Try it, Mum. That's delicious.
Linda?
Yes, it's very nice, Kenton.
Yes! Another culinary triumph on the blasted heath!
Got it in the palm of his hand.
Well, it's all very well, Robert, but what about my closing speech? I do hope he doesn't take any liberties with that.
Right, everybody? Everybody, okay, it's been a great evening, but I need you to calm down now. I'm going to take this off for a start as a mark of respect because we want to dedicate this evening's show to a veteran village character who sadly died this week. Yes, our very own Bob Pullen. Now, he wasn't quite born in the first Elizabethan age, but he was the village's oldest resident and I'm sure he'll be much missed. Now, I know you've appreciated our amazing cast tonight. Yes, indeed. But I also want to thank the unsung heroes of the production. Our front of house team, our fantastic cooks, our backstage crew, the music maestros, makeup, and especially the wonderful costumes, which have taken many hours of hard work. But most of all, as ever, we have to thank our producer, director, Linda Snell, whose creative imagination has once again brought us a stunning show, a glorious mix of culture and comedy. A show which has given us, as a village, the chance to come together at Christmas. Yes, I'm going to hand over to Linda. And she is going to close our show with one of Shakespeare's most beautiful speeches. Here she is.
Thank you, Kenton. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Our revels now are ended. These are actors, as I foretold you,
We're all spirits and are melted into air, into thin air. And, like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherit, shall dissolve. And like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep.